I closed my eyes and I saw a beautiful world. I was on Venus. It was a place that smelled good, felt good, looked good, tasted good, and sounded good. I was happy. Life on Venus was so healthy. We did not need to hunt, for we ate vegetables and fruits. We walked naked and felt great about our bodies. We had lovely little houses with cute little gardens. We spent the day grooming ourselves, talking, visiting, and enjoying the sun, the sea, and the fresh air. Suddenly, all the women ran to the shore and screamed, "Alien!" A boat docked on our beach, and out came a hairy, deformed creature that had ape-like features. His hair was tousled, his breath stunk, he had fungus under his armpits and in other hairy places. His teeth had a yellowish-brownish tint, his eyes looked puffy and evil, his voice echoed the toads in the lake, and he had a bulging belly, odd legs, rough hands, dirty nails, hairy ears, hairy nostrils, coarse skin, and an extra piece of meat that seemed so out of place. His manners were not any better than his looks. Once he saw us on the shore, he began rubbing what seemed to be an itchy, dangling piece of meat, grabbing whoever was closer to him, invading our velvety world, and sweating like a pig. We were in shock. Yet, our caring nature forgave his ignorance, and we made the mistake of our lives. We welcomed the outcast millions of years ago, and are still suffering the consequences today. My fellow sisters took him home, fed him, cleaned him, taught him manners, and gave him home in our beautiful world. He slept, and the ladies took turns cooking for him, bathing him, grooming him, and caring for him. They took around-the-clock shifts to make sure that their guest is entertained and pampered. He began spreading his evil immediately, and a month later, the ladies were competing over who would serve him, who would rub that itch, who would take him out, who would talk to him, who would stay with him longer, and eventually, who would own him. Our peaceful world was disturbed. We all lost, and he was the only winner. For the first time on Venus, there were friends who were not talking, and ladies who were scheming against one another. The crime rate jumped from none to infinity. Curses and bad names replaced praise and compliments. Life on Venus changed forever. One morning, the alien, whom we named Man, took a walk. When he came back, he was carrying a dead animal. He tore the poor thing to pieces and set it to fire. It smelled weird, but when Man invited us to taste it, we could not be rude and turn down his invitation. We ate, we drank, and for the first time, some ladies tasted meat. Meat in their mouth and meat inside of them. They were cursed immediately. Blood ran down their legs, morning sickness, bad temper, their bodies changed, and 9 months later, they were screaming in pain as little creature came out of them. Being the nurturing creatures they were, the baby became the focus of their attention, and Man continued feeding more ladies with meat. At times, he called it food, and at other times, he called it sex. But for us, Venusians, they were all the same thing. More ladies were cursed, and Venus became Man's home. And it all started with the damn piece of meat he fed us the day he went hunting. One night, Man held a meeting and invited all the Venusians. After a few welcoming words, Man started his speech by telling us that we should all be ashamed of ourselves. He threw a few leaves at us, asked us to sew them into something that would cover our ugly bodies, and called it modesty. We looked at ourselves and at one another, and suddenly we felt shame. We were crying as we gathered and sewed the leaves. Man began dictating his rules. Man began dictating his rules on our land, and we obeyed him willingly. He called it protection. Cover your bodies stay home, cook for me, wash my leaves, clean my house, rub my itch, sow my seed, and say yes to whatever orders I gave you. He said, and yes, master, we replied. Man was smart. He convinced us that our land is no longer a safe place to live on, and that if we ventured outside his territories or disobeyed him, a mythical creature will devour us. And we believed him. And it all started with the damn piece of meat he fed us the day he went hunting. One morning, man woke up and announced that only tall women were welcomed in his company. The tall woman cheered, and the not-so-tall women grieved. On another morning, man declared his love for skinny women. And again, all the chubby women exerted relentless effort to become skinny. He played the same game and named it fashion. With the dark-skinned and the fair-skinned ladies, those with big bosoms and those with small bosoms, he even gave them ratings, A and B and C and D, etc. He played us to his advantage, and we were no longer happy with who we were. Our lives revolved around this one creature that invaded our privacy and turned our inner peace into an eternity of hell. We experienced jealousy of one another, we coveted bodies and cast spells on souls. And it all started with the damn piece of meat he fed us the day he went hunting. I thought that was the end of his tyranny, until, in another meeting, man again told us that we should be ashamed of ourselves. And again, we began crying immediately. He told us that we were possessed by the demon of lust and that we needed surgical intervention. Man was kind enough to operate on us. He cut pieces of our bodies and claimed that it was for our best interest, and he called it chastity. Those who survived the trauma had one-on-one counseling sessions with man, where he calmly guided our poor souls into utter submission and called it social code for good girls. His following commandments were basically that we, women, were the root of all evil, and that our sexual desires were a curse. Man stood tall next to a board, and he carved the following letters into our traumatized minds. S-I-N. Sin. S stands for stupidity. I stands for ignorance. And N stands for nothingness. We were stupid, ignorant, and a big nothing. Months after repeating this lesson to cover all the female population, man no longer explained what sin stood for. He just pointed his nasty, dirty finger at any one of us and said sin, to signify that she was stupid, ignorant, and a big nothing. We all sunk in a deep well of shame and guilt and have lived there ever since. And it all started with the damn piece of meat he fed us the day he went hunting. Man died, and many of the women I knew died. One generation after the other still followed his teachings and applied his rules with avid precision. No one ever questioned them, and no one dared disobey them. On another sad morning, Man Jr. went to sea, and he came back with a wicked, victorious smile on his face. Like his ancestor, Man Jr. got off his boat. Women screamed, and he rubbed his itch. Then he pulled a few women onto his boat, shackled their feet and their hands, and we watched as his boat vanished in the deep blue. He came back a month later with the same ominous smile. No women, but he had what he called money. More trips followed, more women disappeared, and more money was seen. The Venusians, who were not sold when he went to sea, stayed to serve him on a land that was once ours. We have descended from being goddesses and divas to being slaves and mistresses. We were denied the right to any pleasure, as though we were created for the sole purpose of enjoying the delighted smile on the face of Man Jr. when we rubbed his itch or reaped his seed on childbirth. Man Jr. was a sexist by nature. If the seed blossomed into a Venusian, he called her a disgrace and killed her. And if the seed blossomed into one of his own kind, he called him pride and celebrated the newborn. And it all started with the damn piece of meat he fed us the day he went hunting. I woke up with tears in my eyes. Tears like the ones that rolled down my cheeks many a time over worthless men. I know that the metal shackles are gone, but I also know that our mindsets still believe that we are the root of all evil, that any woman who dares expresses her sexuality is a sin, that men should decide how we dress, what we eat, where we go, and why we exist, that men dictate who is a bombshell and who is a nutcase, that men still use us to rub their itch and bring their seed to life, that men still label us and that we still submit to their judgment, that men still sell us or buy us in the name of marriage, that men still lock us in dark dungeons of fear of the future, that men still cut pieces of our bodies to deny us pleasure, and those who do not literally do it cut pieces of our minds and common sense for the same purpose, that women still fight over men, that women still compete to please men, that women still bear the pains inflicted upon their bodies, minds, and souls by men. And it all started with the damn piece of meat he fed us the day he went hunting.